Hey guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killen.
I'm the Ball.
I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
Well, you don't want me. Why don't you tell them why I'm mad?
No, why don't you tell us why you're mad?
Because I'm mad.
You gotta explain yourself.
Well, Maddie Collector, they tried to screw me over, dude.
Yeah.
They punked me.
I think they tried to screw a lot of people over today.
But they don't. I'm on your side, and you're on their side.
Hey.
So I should be on their side.
You are not alone in this. They messed up my subscription.
That's different.
That's different?
Yeah.
No. I don't think it is.
I want a battle cat. That's different than your stuff.
So how many people out there listening to this got messed up on Maddie Collector today? Raise your hand.
Wait, we can't see anyone.
I bet I can see a whole bunch of hands going up right now.
And they're cussing, too.
Maddie Collector, oh my God.
You know what? I'm going to pause this.
Smooth as silk.
Smooth as silk, right. Right, if this was opposite world, that's how we would explain Digital River.
I don't think it's Digital River. It's people under making product. Hey, let's go ahead and make a Battle Cat. It's going to be our first big figure. Plus, it's going to be Battle Cat, which everyone's going to want and buy. We should probably only make a limited amount. That's a great idea.
You know, it's a combination of a low amount of product and a terrible website. Because the ordering system on Maddie Collector is... I'm one of those guys who has never had a problem with it. I've never complained about it. I've always, you know, even when there's little issues, I get through it fine. It's a snag. But I had some legitimate issues today, and it was very frustrating. Because I sat on Maddie Collector for over 45 minutes trying to get my friend Scotty a Battle Cat, only to be told at the very end that Battle Cat is sold out. Please remove him from your shopping cart.
Well, because
I sat there for 45 minutes fighting with timeouts and telling me that my credit card authorization had failed. Even though I tried four different cards, all of which have plenty of money on them. You know, just it was constantly something else the whole time. And by the time I finally got a card set that would go through, nope, Battle Cat was gone. I had to take him out of my car.
I got an email not too long ago from my new buddy Eric.
Yeah?
Said he's got our back.
Good.
He's going to give me a Battle Cat. He's got an extra one. So.
That's the best thing about this, is there's plenty of fans out there to help us out, and we really appreciate that. But, man.
I mean, yeah, there wasn't no doubt that I wasn't going to get one eventually. It just upsets me that... You know, because, like, right now if you go on eBay and look, because I'm like, well, maybe I'll just get one off eBay if I can't get one, they're already going for, like, $60. And this is stupid.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, well, so when I get home, I'm going to email all these people and just be like, you're a dirtbag scalper face.
Well, yeah, you know, I always say we have, like, the most loyal fans in the world, because I got hooked up with an Adora last month thanks to our fans.
who ended up getting you that?
Import Spider.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Also, while we're on the subject, Dirt has... wanted us to ask everybody, if you're getting a $1 and you don't want your loaf of bread, that's it. That's all he wants. He wants the loaf of bread. He'll gladly pay you for it and pay for shipping. You know, you guys can just work out a price.
So if any of you out there are getting a $1 with your subscription and you don't care about him, pull that loaf of bread out and send it to Dirt. That's all he wants. He just wants that loaf of bread. It's a weird request.
I'm
going to
say that's going to be...
Dirt's a weird
probably
guy.
Not going to happen.
Right.
You never know.
Going to give that loaf
you
of
never
bread.
Know.
That's
you never
point.
Know. You never know.
Dirt's got big plans for that loaf of bread, so make sure
Can't
you guys help him
though.
Out. No,
he's an interesting guy.
I'm the only one who knows him. Great
so,
plans.
But, you know, even on top of this, I had a subscription issue this time because I got an email notice saying that my subscription renewal had failed due to a credit card authorization failure. And I got that notice yesterday, and I tried to call them, and they were closed because it was a holiday. So I just sit all through yesterday going, great, I'm not going to get my subscription now. I'm not going to get my $1 when it comes out. And I called them today, finally, and I sat on the phone with those people for an hour, trying to talk to them, but they're all, you know, because, you know, they're all over in India or whatever.
So you stereotyped them. That's racist.
I'm sorry, but it's really hard. I don't mean to be offensive, but it is really hard talking to them sometimes because they don't know what I'm saying, and I don't know what they're saying.
That's the same
you know?
People that run Xbox 360 Live.
It's awful sometimes.
And everything else.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to them. A good hour, I'm trying to figure out what the problem is, because I explain my situation, they transfer me to a different department. I explain my situation there, they put me on hold, then come back and tell me I have to talk to somebody else. I finally get talking to somebody, and I'm explaining what's going on, I got this email, they look at my account, and they say, well, everything looks fine, your subscription's still active, we didn't cancel your subscription, and I'm like, okay, well, that's good news, but how come I have this email telling me that my February figure isn't coming? Because of a credit card authorization failure. So they put me on hold again.
Hmm.
I sit there and I wait. And they come back and they say, well, after reviewing your accounts, there was an issue. There was a credit card authorization failure. And I'm like, awesome. That's what I've been saying since the beginning. Can you tell me why there was a credit card authorization failure? So they go through and they verify my information. And it turns out, for whatever reason, my billing address was different than my shipping address. My billing address was set to my old address that I haven't lived at for a year now. And I said, well, I don't know how you guys have that on there, because I just signed up, you know, I haven't been living there for a long time. And they said, well, that's no problem, we'll correct it. So they update my billing address. And they try to process the order again, and they got another credit card authorization failure. And so I'm like, I don't know why you guys are getting this. And they say, well, let's check your card information. And they go through and they read back my card number. And I was like, yeah, that is totally not the card I set up for this. I was like, I don't understand what you guys are doing. I got my Adora figure just fine last month. It charged the right account. Why do you have this other card and this other address now? And they didn't know why.
I know why. They're Jewish.
They had no idea why. Wow. So, there's another stereotype. So we apologize to the Jewish community. So I said, well, they said, well, that's no problem. We can update your credit card in the system. What's the credit card you want to be your subscription credit card? So I fill out the information. I give it to them. And then they say, okay, we've updated everything in the system. It's going to take 24 to 48 hours for this to process. But when it processes, you should automatically get an email letting you know that your subscription is renewed. And I said, but you can't tell me right now if this is processed? And they said, well, no, the way it works is we change it in the system, and it automatically goes through, and it tries to run the process again. So, you know, if you don't see anything in the next 24 to 48 hours, just call us back. And I'm like, yeah, good. That's what I want to do, is call you guys back and do this again.
What was your name again? Hapu?
Yeah. So now I'm sitting here. I have no idea if my subscription's still in effect. I have no idea if I'm going to get my trap jaw, which isn't as big of a deal to me as it is wondering if I'm going to get my Wondar and my poster. Because I want my Wondar and my poster, and somehow Digital River has screwed everything up. I have no idea what happened. So that's how my day's gone. I had that, and I had Scotty's Battle Cat. This has been my worst experience so far with this company.
Seems like they've screwed up everything for a lot of people today. I mean, you suddenly got people complaining that they're giving up the line because they couldn't get Battle Cat and all this stuff, but they've already said that they're putting Battle Cat back into production. They're going to put Draptraw back into production.
Killing to Lion.
What?
I mean, how many times does Digital River get a screw up before Mattel goes, that's it, we're done?
That's what I don't understand. There's
got to be some kind of long-term contractual obligation there.
No.
There has to be.
And there also has to be stuff in the contract saying you can't F everybody up 14 times in a row. So I'm sure there's holes and loops out of the contract if they do have a contract.
There's something's up. Something's got to be done because, I'm one of those
guys. I don't understand how it must be a computerized system, and for some reason it's glitchy.
Yeah, that's got to be it, because you can't do something correct a month or two in a row and then start screwing everything up, because that's what they did.
I know.
Last year in 2009, we got like two figures in a row, three figures in a row, there was no problems, and everybody's like, oh, it's great. Now your subscription's canceled. Duvall never has a subscription. Your credit cards get declined. This is ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, exactly. And when you know that you've got money in your account, or you know that you've got money on your credit card, and they're telling you that it's declined, what is going on? There is obviously a computer glitch there. And it's so frustrating trying to place your order over and over again, switching cards, trying a different card, and they're just telling you no. No, you can't order this. You can't order this. You know, why? Why can't I order this?
I think Mattel should release production numbers. And
they should, but they keep saying that there's legal reasons that they can't.
Then they should up the production. Obviously, they're selling out.
Need to up the production.
And supply and demand is completely different than people doing without. Supply and demand means the more people demand, the more you make. Well, they're going, look, up, sold out, maybe later down the road we'll make it again.
I mean, I guess at least they're going back into production. I appreciate that they're giving another opportunity to buy the stuff.
I mean, I'm mad.
But why wouldn't you if you're making money?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the problem.
That's free money.
We need to go back, like we talked about this on the podcast before. They probably need to go back to some sort of a pre-order program. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that would work, but maybe something
very,
would,
very easily.
Yeah, it'd be simple to do a pre-order thing, but...
Yeah, you pay for it all up front.
Yeah, I mean, if they get people to pay for something, you know, not a subscription. I mean, you can still have the subscription for the people that want the whole year, but you should still offer some type of a pre-order thing on monthly basis where, you know, a month before the figure goes on sale, you can go in, you can put your money down for the figure that you want, and you know you're getting it
Look at companies like Sideshow and... You know, online companies like Big Bad Toy Store, they do pre-orders for all the new stuff coming out.
Yeah, Sideshow does a pre-order for every one of their figures.
They fulfill every one of their pre-orders that goes through, and they cut it off when they go, okay, we've sold out of our pre-orders, that's it.
And they do it correctly.
Yeah, exactly. Why does Mattel have so many problems doing orders correctly?
Here's my question. Mattel sends out this email to all the subscribers going, thanks for being a subscriber, here's $8 off Battle Cat. and then they sell out in 30 minutes, there's no way in the world you can tell me that 75% of those subscribers that wanted Battlecat got Battlecat. There's no way. What's that?
Oh, well, here's an interesting situation. My wife is here, and she just pulled up our bank account on the computer and just showed me that Digital River took a payment today.
Why wouldn't they?
It's a pending payment. So now, there's a possibility...
For Battlecat?
Wait, what's the price on that?
61.53.
So that's the one for Battlecat.
So it went through?
So that's not my... That's not my subscription. I might be getting a Battlecat, but it says pending. So that might still drop off.
Why is it $60, though?
Because it was Battlecat and two things of stands.
Oh.
So what? But weren't they sold out?
Yeah.
So how's
that I work? Have no idea what's going on. So this is an interesting development.
So maybe they're just robbing you money. So.
Oh, my God.
So why do you give back this money?
No, you keep it for now. We'll see what happens. Because I have this terrible feeling that that's going to drop off. That's going to fall out of the account. If it goes through, I'll get the...
It always is pending when it first goes in, and since it was today, it'll probably...
Yeah, you're going to have to wait a couple days.
You're going to have to wait.
They could be holding your money up for a couple days.
I'm going to go on the internet and complain right after we get out of here.
Oh, my gosh. This is...
But I can't go on He-Man.org because I got banned.
What? Really?
Yeah, well...
It was just an email error thing. He didn't do anything wrong.
Well,
when
you get on He-Man.org, when you signed up, you couldn't use a free email address.
You couldn't use Yahoo, no Hotmail.
That's all I had.
They made you use a pay email address, so they could. Yeah. That's how they stop their spammers.
Which is fine. So I used our cable company's email address, which was my wife's email address. Well, our cable company... sold out to a different cable company.
Went from Comcast to Insight.
Insight to Comcast.
Oh, yeah, Insight to Comcast.
And so then they said, hey, Michelle, which is my wife, they said, you can no longer use this Insight. Make a new Comcast. We'll forward all your emails, there, and you let everybody know, blah, 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 blah. So now I get this message from He-Man.org saying, your email address is filling up our inbox with rejected replies, you're banned. Like, what? So it's the old email address, so I'm like, I emailed them on Saturday, and I haven't heard anything back, so I guess I can't go on the internet.
You couldn't really get on there today anyway. Their site crashed during the whole Mattel thing, because many people wanted to get on He-Man.org to complain that He-Man.org went down, and it was gone for a good hour.
It's been a long time since He-Man.org's gone down like that.
Yeah, they have a big thing on the front page. It's like, we've been receiving, higher than... the normal, flows of traffic to the site. We apologize, but it was just nothing. It was like a blank page.
Does Val listen?
Probably. Hi, Val.
Hey.
Should just be a big complain here. Complain here button.
Yeah, complain. Yeah. Sorry, the site's down. Click here to complain.
Well, doesn't Maddie have their own forums for that?
They do, yeah. And it was going crazy today, too. Oh, my God. You should see that. And the Facebook page and He-Man.org have just blown up with anti-Mattel stuff.
The Facebook page had already blown up yesterday because the whole Molar thing.
Oh, She-Ra. Man.
Too many people bitching. Oh, why they got to get Molar? This is stupid. Blah, blah. It's like, okay, look.
Molar was awesome.
Yeah,
I think Molar's awesome, too. I got to throw that out
there.
Here's
the thing,
cool,
guys. Seth Green paid for the tooling for that figure. Shut your mouths.
Well, okay. I don't understand.
Duvall's rants.
I know. Duvall just gets in these rants and screams at people.
But they're straight to the point, too. Yeah. It's like, look, screw you!
So many people are complaining because they don't want Molar. You know what, guys? He's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and...
He's one of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
And now you don't have to worry about hunting down an exclusive if you don't want him. So that's a good thing, right?
Right? But see, here's the thing, Dan. If they had given us a character let's say if they'd have made Manny Faces a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, people would have gone nuts and been bitching too, because they'd have been like, oh my God, Manny Faces, why didn't you put it in the regular line? Now we're never going to get it. Blah, 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 blah.
And we're getting... Oh my God. We're getting...
We're going to have to turn the volume down on that.
We're getting a regular exclusive at San Diego also. So, Scott Neatlick even said, they did this for fun. Because of a partnership they did, with Seth Green, Robot Chicken.
Thanks for coming.
He forwarded the money for the tooling, so it's not like they're using their own tooling dollars. I've seen people complaining, going, they could have used that money to tool figures we want. No, guys. If Seth Green and his company fronted the money to make this figure, then you really don't have any reason to complain. If you don't want the figure, don't buy the figure. There's no reason. That is not a topic to be bitching about right now.
No.
Okay? The Digital River thing, fine. That totally makes sense. Scream and yell about that.
Yeah,
don't go throwing stones because Molar's coming out.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
Or whining about She-Ra. Come on now. Really?
You
guys,
know what,
really?
Yeah, there was a post on He-Man.org that was like, starting a thread for Mattel to hopefully fix She-Ra before she's launched.
Never going
to
happen.
She's already going
into production.
Let me just say,
I was
standing right in front of the She-Ra. I could touch it. It was not fat.
Yeah. I said, I've posted this on the forums. I said, you know what, guys, I got to be honest. I saw this figure with my own two eyes in person. I see nothing wrong with it. You guys are all saying she's too thick, or the outfit makes her too thick, or you don't like her design. I have no complaints about She-Ra. So, I mean, I understand you guys might feel that way. I don't. I really
picture
don't.
Picture adds 20 pounds.
Or they're
crying. There you go, dude. Film adds 20 pounds.
Or they're crying about the alternate head and the mask, and there's got a hole in the forehead. Well, really, that's the only way they could have done that figure.
You guys can always just put Adora's head on her if you don't want the hole. If you don't want her to have a tiara on and you don't want the hole in her forehead, put Adora's head on the body. Oh, on the removable mask one, it attaches via a peg right here. So when you pull it off, there's just a little peg hole in her forehead.
Oh. Well, because you can have it both ways. You can have.
I'm mad now. Yeah. Hey, you know the first thing I thought when I seen Molar, white clamp champ.
White clamp champ.
So
that's hysterical.
So definitely be looking for clamp champ.
You think so? Off of that.
Yeah, because also clamp champ was like a super rare figure that a lot of people don't have.
Oh, the original one.
Yeah,
definitely. I love clamp champ.
So I don't doubt that. You know, they're knocking all these rare figures out.
All right, so let's talk about good stuff now.
Yeah, Titus.
I'm
getting a Wondar.
That's good news.
Yes, Chris, guess who's cooking me up?
Who's that?
Chris Vint,
you're the man.
Heck yeah.
You're the man. And your buddy's hooking Scott up with a Battle Cat, so that's awesome.
That's right.
My guy Eric.
So, Titus. We have to talk about Titus.
So wonderful.
Because I was so... Okay, you guys got to imagine me walking into this Mattel room. Because there was so much stuff I didn't know what to look at, you know? They're like, okay, everybody can come in now. And literally, people were just kind of like walking as fast. They weren't running, but people were walking as fast as they can to get in there. And they're just huddling around everything. And, you know, I walked in and I saw the Master stuff and I just beelined right for it. And I'm sitting there and I got my camera out and I'm just videotaping figures. And I'm like, oh yeah, Whiplash. Oh, Count Marzo. Oh my God. And then somebody's like, oh, Titus. And I'm just like, what the F? And I just like run over
to
Titus.
That was the greatest thing is Dan didn't see Titus.
Like, I didn't see
that
him
That was
right
the
away.
First thing I saw because I was like, that's a big A figure.
Yeah, it's, oh my God, I'm so happy for Titus. And for anybody, you know, that's not familiar, he was released in the original toy line, but only overseas. And
Europe.
to this day, he is probably one of the rarest of all of the Masters figures.
It was Europe.
Because it was
Italy, I think.
There was only one place that it got released.
There was two giants. There was Titus and Megator, and both of those figures, if you find them today, go for thousands of dollars. They're very, very expensive.
You find them,
yeah. So this is like one of the coolest things I have seen released in this line so far.
Talking about the big Congo figure.
No, that's Gygor, the big Congo figure. And Gygor is also awesome, I think. But
I don't think he's going to sell a ton.
He's another one of those concept figures, like the Green Goddess or like Hero.
He's actually in the art book. If you go back and look at the art figure, he's in there.
He was prototyped for the original toy line, Titus was the giant. Yeah, the big He-Man.
Oh, I thought that was just like a 12-inch He-Man.
Nope, no. That was Titus. He's a giant.
Get on his level, dude.
I was like, wow, they're making 12-inch great.
That one. And so Gygor, I like him. I think you're right, though. I don't think he's going to sell as well because nobody knows who he is.
Right.
They
know of him, they just don't care.
Right.
Well, Titus and Gygor is different. Gygor is Congo. Titus is the giant He-Man.
Yeah.
So the giant He-Man is going to sell a crap.
He's going to sell out quick. Gygor maybe not. But that's basically they're considering those like deluxe figures for the Masters line.
Deluxe figures every quarter.
I got a question. I was kind of confused. I watched your Toy Guru video, Scott.
Uh-huh.
And he said, for your quarterly figure, it can go in the place of the monthly figure. So does that mean if the monthly figure's not in production yet or something messed up, they're going to put Team Grayskull in there?
Yes.
And that means we have to try to get the monthly figure?
No, I think what they mean is they just bump everything out. Like, do you remember what happened when Faker was just going to be and Merman got delayed?
But he said switch them.
I don't think he means it like that. I think he worded it wrong. Okay.
I think he meant it as if you had two figures released and you had a quarterly special figure, and for some reason one of those monthly figures didn't make it, they would just put the quarterly one in that place.
Slots.
Yeah.
And then they would make that figure they missed
the next monthly figure.
Right. Well, I got that, he said...
I thought that would become the quarterly.
I don't think that...
That's what he said.
That's confusing. That would be bad if that was the case.
Yeah, that's definitely bad. That's why I was like,
I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think he...
I will go on the internet and complain.
I don't know if it really matters, because they're like all, like... You're going to order them anyways, and I don't think there's a specific order to them.
The good news is for the 2011 subscription, it looks like it's confirmed now that they're including all the bonus figures.
They need to. Yes. Yeah.
So next year,
all the big guys,
sign up for your subscription. Next year, you'll get everything.
Good.
They said that deluxe figures, quarterly figures, regular figures.
Good.
Like, hey,
they released their thing today.
Remind me
saying,
when we're in San Diego because that's probably when that'll go live.
It will.
Yeah, force me to do it this time.
Make sure you actually sign up.
Yeah,
this time.
Make sure I actually sign up, and I'm not an idiot.
Okay.
Because you guys know, usually I'm pretty dumb about those things, but you guys got to be there to babysit me.
We'll hold your hand.
So, regular figures, we're getting Count Marzo.
Yes. Which I'm super upset about not getting the small Marzo.
Yeah, that sucks, because that was the first question I asked Cornboy when I was talking to him, one of the four horsemen. I asked him, I said, did you guys sculpt, you know, a mini Marzo? And he said no. He said they didn't do that.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the point?
And I asked if he'd be coming, and he said, well, it doesn't mean we won't be doing one. They just didn't ask for one for this figure.
Who's they?
Mattel didn't ask for one to be made for him, so they didn't do it. So he won't be coming with a mini Marzo, but he is coming with an amulet and a sword,
both of which
can be holstered on his belt. Yep. Like, he's got this little amulet spot on the back that he can put it in, and then a sword holster's on the side. He is so cool looking, and he's like a brand new 100% like tooling
sculpted
figure. Yeah. Like, almost everything on him was brand new. So he's like, they said that he was kind of expensive, but they wanted to make sure they got him out there because he's one of those high demanded characters.
Yeah.
So I was real happy to see him.
Whiplash?
Whiplash looks great.
Whiplash. I mean, you couldn't. It's the definition and the pinnacle of Masters of the Universe classic, because he looks so much like
the original,
but updated at the same time.
And he's got that 2000X head.
Yes.
And that weapon.
But I like the classic head so much better. After looking at both of them, I was like, oh, I mean, the tail's not rubber like the old one. They made it plastic, but it's articulated, so you can articulate.
And it's fully sculpted this time, so you don't have that empty space behind.
But I kind of was hoping they'd go for the rubber thing like the old one, but I'm very happy with the way he looks.
Well, I read somewhere where they weren't going to do the rubber tail for Whiplash or the rubber spikes for Spikor.
Yeah, probably not.
We found out that, for those of you wondering, Mossman does smell.
Yeah, we got to smell Mossman. He smells like pine.
What's the deal with the two different Mossmans?
Okay, here's the deal with the two different Mossmans.
This is where it gets fun.
This is going to be crazy, because
that's gonna be a big problem.
It is going to be a big problem. He wasn't supposed to have flocked over ears, and then they went into production and the ears got flocked over, and they released those pictures
by accident.
I guess it was an accident. Mattel's just kind of not admitting it was an accident. But basically, what happened is everybody was like, "Oh, the ears are flocked over now. We don't like that." So Mattel halted production on the Mossmans and went back into production on them without the flocking. So everybody that subscribed is going to get the corrected Mossman.
Which is unflocked.
Unflocked ears.
Okay.
Now, on Matty Collector that same day, since some of those figures came out of production with flocked ears, they're going to be selling a separate batch of flocked-eared Mossman and a batch of unflocked-eared Mossman.
Those flocked ears are going to go fast,
and they're going to become extremely rare because there's only a small quantity
of them.
Now,
here's something I want to put out there, because I'm sure people are going, well, if they fix Mossman, they can fix She-Ra. Let me make this clear to you guys. It's completely different, but there'll be that argument out there. They didn't have to spend any money to fix Mossman. They just had to go back to the production company and go, stop flocking the ears, and they stopped flocking the ears. Whereas She-Ra, they'd have to go in and tool a whole new head and headdress, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't...
How many people are going to have She-Ra without the headdress anyway?
That's what I'm saying. If it's that big of a deal that there's a hole in her head, put Adora's head on her, if you have to have her without a tiara.
I finally opened my goddess.
Yeah.
Dude, that is...
Bobblehead?
Oh my god.
It's bad, isn't it?
Super bad.
But Adora...
It's worse than Tila.
Adora didn't seem to have that problem on mine.
No, mine's fine, too.
So hopefully they fixed that now, but Goddess was bad.
It was bad, dude. Like, she's looking like a dog, like, what? She's, you know...
So, okay, well, moving on. Keldor. He's going to be a quarterly bonus figure. But he's got a lot of new tooling on him, too, because they made brand new feet for him.
Brand new hands.
His arms don't have the fins like Skeletor, so they made him much more human, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. He's got a removable cape, so you can put that on your Skeletor if you want to have a Skeletor with a cape.
That means I'm going to have to get two Keldors.
Yeah.
And they also said that it comes with the female and male has of the Power Sword, and it's the only time they're going to both come
in
purple.
So, like, you can put two has of the Power Sword together, or you can pull them apart. I asked Scott if we would ever get the 2000X styled swords for Keldor, and he said probably not.
Good.
Because those swords were based off of the original Power Sword anyway, so since we're in the Classics line, they're back to the original Power Sword. So, I know that might suck for people who prefer those swords. We're probably not getting them, according to Scott. He says that's Keldor swords in this line. That's the way they look. So,
yep.
I can blame fire you guys.
That's okay. That weapon dude will make a set.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Our buddy Spy Magician.
Oh, actually, we should be getting those swords anytime.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
And then the last one that they showed off was
the last major figure.
Well, there is there because we were talking about She-Ra. We already talked about She-Ra. Okay, so that was it. Yeah, and Optic was there. Optic looks awesome
with the fixed eyes.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm very excited about him. And then
why does he have two different color eyes?
Because he's got interchangeable heads, basically. Yeah, so he's got a green eye and an orange eye. I thought that was kind
of
cool.
And those eyes were new because the ones they showed at the art show weren't the finalized eyes. Yeah, so
they're kind of cool because they're like a translucent color. So they're the color part is translucent. It's really cool looking.
So they're going to do... They did Battle Cat for the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Second quarter's Titus.
Titus.
Third quarter's Gygor, and then they're going to announce a fourth quarter.
So the second quarter is already pretty much here because it's...
Yeah, it'll be the next month or the month after. We should be getting.
I think he's. April? What did he say? No, he said May.
April or May. We'll be getting May. Titus.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Gygor, and then at San Diego.
Oh, no, you said June. Titus is June.
Maybe it is June. And then San Diego Comic Con, they're announcing the fourth deluxe figure.
Yes.
So.
Which will probably be.
You think it'll be Megator, or no. Do you think it'll be? Oh,
Panthor.
Oh, it'll probably be Panthor. You're right. I'm thinking about which Swiftwing I'll buy too. Swiftwing. We need a Swiftwing for our She-Ra.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe it'll be a vehicle.
Weapons
Maybe
pack.
Bring back the
Attack Track or the Wind Raider.
Yeah. Well, man, that would be awesome. Wind Raider.
The weapons pack was very cool.
The weapons pack is cool because...
there's a lot of detail built in that they actually built in the weapons.
They had a pink Zodak vest.
Yeah, but pretty much all the weapons in there actually were made into that set for a reason.
Yeah, he was explaining to me why they chose most of the colors. Now, except for the Zodak stuff. I said, what's with the purple Zodak stuff? He goes, we didn't know what color to make it, so we made it purple. And I went, oh, fair enough.
We need to take a break.
No, not yet. We'll get through the He-Man stuff, right. Then we'll take a break. He mentioned the Power Sword, the 2000X Power Sword is in there, and it's colored with the green like the actual one. That. So now you can use that one instead of the silver one if you want. The red Stratos armor is in there, so if you want to put the red armor on him, like the old figure had two different armors, so you can have the red armor. He made a Beastman Whip red. That was his nod to the red laser whip from the He-Man movie.
Yep.
And that's why he made the whip red.
Yep.
Who's he?
Scott. He made the decision for that. Oh. Yeah.
There's a sword and the little
the sword
the
and the gun,
gun that came from Man at Arms, but colored differently.
They're colored like the Castle Grayskull weapons from the weapons rack. Yep.
Those were originally meant to come with Kronos. So remember, he said that he meant for the gun and the sword to be packaged with Kronos, but they just couldn't do it.
The Four Horsemen meant for the sword and gun to be Kronos's weapons, and they couldn't fit them with him, so they went with Man at Arms.
Cost too much.
So that's why they're colored this way. Because now, if you want to, you can pose them with your Kronos, or they could be your weapons rack stuff. Yeah. And then the
mace and the spear.
Were those?
Those were from the Castle Grayskull weapons.
Oh, that's right. And then the Hordak crossbow, they made like a light silver color, since the one that came with him was black, but the original figure had a white one, so now you've got the lighter color crossbow.
They should have made it a white one.
Yeah, but it was really cool because it was like a metallic light silver. Yeah, I just thought it was pretty neat.
Like
looking.
The brown Beastman armor.
And then they've got the brown Beastman armor and the blue Power Sword and the blue shield because that's what the colors were in the old weapons pack. So I thought that was really cool. Yeah. And that's going to be like the figure stands. It's just going to be an extra thing that they sell, and I think that's coming
soon. When Adam's coming?
So ask about Adam. I asked about Mosquitor, and he just kind of laughed. I said, Optic's awesome. All we need now is Mosquitor. And he's like, ha, 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 yeah. And I'm like, I know, I actually want an answer. Where's my Mosquitor?
You want your tongue lasher?
yeah, tongue lasher.
Just go,
hello? Yeah, he answered his phone and he walked away. And I was like, Scott? Technodrome? But yeah, lots of cool He-Man stuff. I'm very excited.
When you find out from the Four Horsemen, they're about, four figures ahead of what's been announced?
Yeah. So they've already got like four figures ahead of what's already been announced sculpted. So.
Yeah.
Because we asked him how far ahead they sculpt.
Of course, couldn't get any names out of him, but he was Cornboy was more than happy to tell us how far ahead in advance they were.
So they already know what the next four figures are after what they revealed this weekend. So that's kind of cool.
We'll probably see those at
San Diego. Yeah,
maybe a couple at C2E2.
July.
July, San Diego?
San Diego's in July. So it's coming up. So let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll just talk about Toy Fair weekend some more. This will be a long podcast today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So we'll be right back.
Que pasa, compadres? You are listening to the planet's most primo podcast, It Figures. My name is Sween Hollick, and if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, have I got a column for you. Go over to popculturenetwork.com and take a look at Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, where each and every week we meander down memory lane as I review classic figures from the original Playmates Ninja Turtle toy line. Whether you're a longtime follower of the Fab Four or just getting into the Green Teens, I don't think you'll be disappointed. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, and you can only find it at popculturenetwork.com.
We are back.
We are back. So we
had Welcome back.
Yay!
Hey!
Hey, we were in New York this week.
We were all in New York except
well,
for
we were all in New York. We were in Stratford. We just made the drive to New York every day.
Well, Connecticut. We were in Connecticut, sleeping.
barely sleeping. We stayed up till 5 in the morning that one night posting news on the site. It was ridiculous.
Hey, at least you guys weren't on the road with dirt in the horrible snow here in Illinois, and we almost died.
Why were you on the road with dirt?
Because I flew in. I had to fly in.
You had to flew in?
I had to flew in early. I had to fly in early because I had to come back to work Monday.
On the computer, yeah. It's like
I know I'm a loud screeching. Guy, dude. I'm partially deaf in both ears, so I'm
You're
loud.
Partially lying right now. Stop screaming.
You know, one of the big news things we didn't talk about was we found out something very interesting, and not a lot of sites have talked about it because I don't know if a lot of they know.
What's that?
We kind of found out a little bit about Playmates.
Like, what's that?
The chicks that live with Hugh Hefner?
Yes, the Playboy Playmates.
We were taking a tour as a retailer of the Diamond Booth since Killen had some stuff to buy. Yep. And he was taking us through the booth, and we stopped at a little section where they had
the
Shrek 3 toys. They had the Lucha Libre toys they're bringing out. And he was like,
they're really cool looking.
Killen ordered a case.
Yep, yeah. We're getting them. I know Dirt said he wants them all.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
But he started talking about Playmates, and then he was like, well, he's like, you know, we're going to make an announcement. It hasn't come out yet, but we're actually taking over distribution for Playmates. And I said, whoa, I said, distribution for comic specialty? And he goes, no, for everything North America. So Playmates' distribution is no longer being handled by them. Diamond Comics is now handling distribution for the big box retail as well as comic specialty stores in North America.
I think this adds another piece to the puzzle. We keep talking about how we think Playmates is in trouble because they canceled the Star Trek line, they canceled the Ninja Turtles line, and we didn't know why that had happened, and now we're finding out that Playmates isn't even handling their own distribution. Diamond has taken it over for them. So
they say when?
I think it's like immediately.
It's immediately.
Like now.
I need to make that post on the site.
Yeah, so...
Diamond takes over for Playmates. Does that mean Diamond's going to up that production stuff back up, like Ninja Turtles?
Diamond's already massive, so this means they're going to add a huge department.
Playmates is still running all of their product. They're just not handling the distribution anymore.
Well,
they ought to fire
the Blind Monkeys then and let Diamond do it.
That's true.
No kidding.
Obviously, you know, they're having problems with staff because they'd probably have to cut a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All you're fired.
Damn.
So they're definitely probably in some kind of financial problems right now.
It's got to be. But, yeah, that was an interesting tidbit. I thought that was cool. Diamond had a lot of cool stuff, though. I was.
I ordered a full size Ghostbusters.
Oh my god!
Sign.
Did you really?
I want that.
Yep. How much was it?
How much did that cost?
How much retail? Do you know?
Retail, it's $150.
Really? That's
it's a lighted sign. Did you see it on the ground?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It was cool.
I want one, and I want to hang it off the back porch of my apartment.
Yeah, because Pete and I looked at it. I was like, look at that! It's awesome.
Yep, I ordered it because right when I was putting my order down, he's like, oh, look at this Ghostbusters sign. I was like, I want it. He told me, I was like, how much? He told me, I was like, yeah, I want it.
You just order one?
Yep.
It's so cool, though.
It's very cool looking.
I'm hooking it up in the store.
It's beautiful.
Are you hooking it up? That's fantastic.
Yep.
And then when they showed us a lot of the cool new figures, like we found out that Diamond's picked up the God of War license.
Yes, they're doing God of War. So
God of War action figures. They've got Kratos and Zeus and Hades. And a fourth character that has yet to be revealed. But I was really excited. I mean, I didn't realize that NECA had lost that license, but I'm okay with Diamond picking it up.
Oh, they look great.
They look fantastic, and we're getting more than just the freaking Kratos. We're getting other characters.
Yeah, and now we asked them, too, because the figures they had on display were just their prototypes.
Yeah.
We asked them, and they said they are going to have more articulation built in the figures. So any of the pictures you guys see from other sites or anywhere, you're probably going to be like, oh, they don't look that articulated. They're going to have more articulation built into them.
I don't think they're as articulated as the NECA, though.
Like,
they're not super poseable, but they're super good looking.
They also showed off they're doing a special starting two packs of games, but they're doing Twisted Metal.
Sweet Tooth,
and they're doing Heavenly Sword together in a two-pack.
And I want that Heavenly Sword figure bad. So
I told Dirt, Dirt wants the Sweet Tooth, and you want the Heavenly Sword, so you guys go in together and split it.
Yep, that's perfect. They showed off a lot of the new World of Warcraft stuff. They also gave us a sneak peek at the new StarCraft figures coming out.
Oh, yeah. I did order World of Warcraft.
Did you?
The
We weren't allowed to take pictures of any
the
of that stuff.
The female demon chick. I can't remember. It's a big, big figure. Big deluxe figure. So, I got some. They're coming.
Cool. Awesome.
You
so, yeah, lots.
Any pictures?
They had some stuff they weren't ready to release yet. It was like sneak peeks.
There was
stuff.
A lot of prototypes.
So they had a lot of prototypes. Yeah, so they had no photography signs. We weren't allowed to tape them or take pictures.
Should
but we got to look at them. No. No, we didn't take pictures anyway. We abided by the rules. We didn't want to get kicked out of Toy Fair.
I would have done it. I'm a rebel.
I don't know, man. Toy Fair was like high security. You must have thought the president was in there with all the security
people. Yeah, no
kidding,
dude.
Really? Yeah, the Hasbro thing was nuts.
Our press
passes
had barcodes on them, and they had to scan our barcode anytime we went anywhere.
Pete?
Like, we're walking by, and they're just like, oh, wait, hold on. McGee, okay, go ahead.
But Hasbro was worse. They had, like, men in black all over the place.
You need to poo. You gotta get your barcode scanned.
You'd have to leave, and then you have to go back, and you have to get scanned again.
Well, at Hasbro, you had to have a guy take you to the bathroom.
I got some paper.
Yeah, at Hasbro, somebody had to walk you to the bathroom.
What?
They didn't want you taking their product.
All their security, guys were like men in black. They had suits.
Yeah.
And they were everywhere.
No joke.
Next year I'm going to go and I'm going to wear bibs.
It was intense. I got to be honest, this whole experience was intense.
And then when you look at the figures, they had guys standing next to the figures to make sure
took
anything.
All over the place. There was like,
they didn't look around like, let you look. They were like looking at
like
this.
Yeah, if you were wanting to look at something and tape something, they would stand right there and they'd watch you tape that stuff and photograph.
Well, and
that
I noticed
stuff.
The Hasbro
right
killing,
there.
You guys were gone. Killer and I were standing there.
Man. They didn't want you.
There was a kid looking through his backpack for something, and security's like watching him and just watching his hands where his hands go because he was so close to the toys. And this kid's looking through his backpack for something, and these guys were ready to pounce.
It was ridiculous. Like I said, the whole experience was intense. I mean, everything was so like rushed. It was like there was just. Like, press was everywhere, and photos were just getting snapped like crazy, and
all
people
the other,
are jotting notes.
A lot of the other fan site people that were there are douchebags.
Yeah, basically.
Good, here we go.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, they would you know, instead of being courteous and allowing people to take pictures, because we have plenty of time, they would go in there and push you out of the way, and like some of the bigger set people would, you know, use their body as a shield. People were a little ridiculous.
See, that's why you need me. Next year, I'll go. That won't happen.
We met a lot of nice people, though.
Yeah,
I want to make sure we throw that out there.
We met more jerks than nice people.
Yeah. But we did meet nice people. Like, we got to meet the guys from Figures.com.
Yeah.
Jeff
and George.
They were really cool. I met JC from Toy News International. Yep. He was a really nice guy.
Nice guys.
So I want to make sure I get that clear. You guys aren't all jerks. Some of you guys were cool. We did have experiences with some people, though. They were kind of rude, and they pushed us around.
You experienced homeboy's wife drawing me that awesome picture.
Yeah, dude. Rob Bass and his wife.
Yep.
You guys are awesome.
What's Rob's wife's name?
What was her name? Was it like it was Crystal or something? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm really sorry
I'm not gonna say the name.
He only said it once.
We hung out with them all night though, and they were really, really great to hang out with. So thank you guys very much for taking us around and taking us to that awesome place to eat. And
I'm sorry I got to miss you, Rob.
Jason didn't want to hang out with you anyway.
He's Rob Bass was cool.
I had to come home.
Rob Bass is our guy. We love him.
I had to come home and do laundry.
You tell your wife.
And then we also got to throw it out.
Much for the picture.
Yeah, dude, for sure. And we also got to throw a shout out for our buddy Ito, because he was very accommodating for us. We were crashing at his house. We were making him drive us to New York every day. You know, he took a lot of notes for us. He took a lot of photos for us. He put up with us, you know, just sitting around editing until 5 o'clock in the morning every night.
Thanks for letting us play your video games and use your car.
Yeah.
Damien wanted to steal his Nintendo Player Choice game he had.
Ito's got an entire arcade set up in his basement. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's so cool.
He's got the most ridiculous game setup ever.
It's awesome. So many arcade cabinets.
It's like a museum.
It is.
He does,
and it smells really nice in his basement.
It's amazing.
What?
It smelled really nice in his basement.
And DeVault went through all the weird stuff.
I don't even know what that means.
Yep, so, what else did we see at Toy Fair? We saw so much cool stuff.
We went to Lego. We got into Lego.
Yeah, me and Killen got into Lego.
We snuck into Lego.
Missed the free stuff.
And it was like a fort in there, too.
Lego was the only booth that
had booth.
Doors.
Yeah, they had doors. And you
locked
could,
in.
And they had receptionists at the front, and you can get in. But when we were in there, we saw a lot of the new stuff they're coming out with. The Star Wars line is continuing, and they're not going to drop that license.
Yeah. You know what would be hilarious if you just said that right now, and Men in Black Dorp took you away?
Yeah.
I can't talk about that!
And the stuff coming out from Lego looks like if 5 years we went into the future, it's that better. Like, they went back and...
What can
you do to make Lego better?
It just looks like it's like... It makes the stuff that's out right now look old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what they did, but everything is retooled. The Star Wars line, they're reissuing some things. They got a new Slave One ship coming out. It looks
the
great.
The castle stuff has been replaced by Kingdom.
Yep, castle's being taken over. It's now going to be Kingdoms again like it used to be.
Prince of Persia stuff was cool.
Because they're focusing on the good people. Because they've been, lately on the castle, they've been doing the you know, the trolls orcs and the trolls. Now they're going back to the good castle people. Harry Potter is now coming back again. Harry Potter's coming back. And now Prince of Persia: Sands of Time will be getting the line.
Yeah, I'm excited about those. Look? They look cool.
Yeah, they look like Arabian castle.
Yep, and those sets have the first ever Lego ostrich and what was the other one they said?
Oh, Star Wars had a Wampa.
Yeah, Star Wars had a Wampa.
But
Lego's getting ostriches and camels.
What's a Wampa?
That's the big white furry snow monster.
And Toy Sweet. Oh yeah, Toy Story 3 will also get its own line.
Oh yeah, yes. Toy Story 3.
Yes.
Man, Lego is awesome.
And they also are producing, Lego's now getting into the board gaming market, and they're producing their own board games, and they have several of them where you can build the sets.
But you know what's funny is we already saw a company stealing that idea because Hasbro was doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's really funny. Oh, and the McFarlane, we looked at the McFarlane booth because you just reminded me with the Prince of Persia stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So McFarlane's doing their line of Prince of Persia figures, which look really good.
Yeah,
they're doing like 3¾-inch superposable figures, and they've got cool castle thing, like that they climb up, and then the new Halo Reach figures look awesome. Yeah. Like I know we were kind of joking around and talking crap about those a couple weeks ago, but those look really cool. So I'm probably going to pick some of those up.
And Tom McFarlane was there.
Tom McFarlane was there.
His sports lines suck.
ASS. You know, they showed off all the new sports figures. Do you know they're going to 3¾-inch?
They've been doing those.
Oh, well, that's all they were showing off of their sports stuff. They just had all these 3¾-inch looking figures. I thought they were kind of neat looking, but I was, you don't like them?
Nope.
You don't like them? It seems like...
They're all the same poses. It's all old.
It seems like everybody's going to the 3¾-inch thing now. That's like the new hotness these days. Everybody's doing it.
What was that booth we went to that was like a Japanese company that had, like, that big Street Fighter dude, huge statue.
Kotobukiya?
No. That was the company that had, like, the Gregory House figure.
Yeah.
Triton? Titans?
Hold on.
God, they have
amazing. No, you grab the card.
What is the card?
You so had it. I don't remember the company's name.
Well, we can't even talk about it. They had the House figure and...
They were awesome. So
they were like statue, like statues.
They were nice guys, yeah.
They were like amazing.
Was my buddy's.
And we don't know what they are.
Shocker Toys there?
Yeah.
We talked to Shocker Toys.
What'd he say?
They were actually supposed to be giving us a bunch of stuff. They were like, come back tomorrow. We got a bunch of stuff we want to give you guys. Go. And we didn't get to go back the next day. So I need to get a hold of those guys.
I'll call them again.
They had some really cool, like, you know, their Mallows. Which are kind of like their vinyl Mighty Mugs looking figures. They had Madball ones. They've got the license to do Madball characters now, and those were really cool looking.
Who was there?
His name. There was a couple guys.
They
there.
Had the
there
comic like guys, guys that are debuting their figure there. It was we met them in Chicago.
Really?
Those you know
guys?
Those guys that
yeah.
told us that? Yeah, they were there.
Sweet.
And they did Laser. It was a Blazer. They did have
Laser,
their figure
Blazer.
There. They did have their figure there.
Blaze.
So they didn't.
Laser.
They didn't lie to us. They told
Laser.
Us the truth.
Yeah, so Shocker Toys was pretty cool. Sorry we missed you guys. We'll send you an email and find out. Get in touch with you guys about review stuff. And then I talked to Jazzwares. Jazzwares. I talked to Joe Omero actually at Jazzwares. You probably have seen Joe Omero's stuff online. He does a lot of custom figures. Have you seen that awesome giant Castle Grayskull custom online? The really fancy everyone? Okay. Well, that guy made it, and I didn't realize he was working for Jazzwares Toys, and I went into the Jazzwares booth, and I was talking to them, and then, you know, we were just talking about the Sonic figures and the new A-Team figures coming out, which look really cool. The A-Team van is awesome. You're going to love it.
We got review samples.
And we were talking about the Mega Man stuff, because I was telling him how I wanted to see more of the Mega Man figures they were making, and he says that he's trying to push through a new Mega Man line plus a 3¾-inch Mega Man figure line. And he handed me his business card, and I'm like, oh, you're Joe Omero. I totally know who you are. You do all those cool custom figures online. So then I sat there and talked to him forever because he knew who I was once I told him, you know, I was doing the He-Man.org stuff. So it was really cool meeting him. And Jazzwares actually has a lot of cool stuff coming out because, like I said, those A-Team figures look awesome.
A company I never even heard of get the license to the A-Team.
Jazzwares, well, they do all the Sonic figures. They do all those Mega Man figures like we have. I don't know where they are. We have them here. What else is Jazzwares done?
Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah. Like, you see the Proto Man guy up there? They've been around for a while. They did all the Mortal Kombat stuff. They did a lot of the Street Fighter stuff. They've done a lot of video game related stuff. So they got the license to the A-Team. And their figures look really good. The van, like I said, the van itself is awesome. I'll probably at least buy the van for myself because it's so cool looking. So it was really cool getting to see all that stuff. NECA was there. They didn't really show off anything new, but we got to look at all the BioShock figures. We got to look at all the new Terminator stuff coming out, the Freddy Krueger stuff coming out.
The T-1000 looks awesome.
But none of it, I don't think, was anything that they hadn't already shown off. Yeah. I mean, nothing was new there. So.
Not that NECA was our biggest supporters, but it's okay. We'll get them. We'll get them.
But they don't want you guys in there or something?
No, I think Randy Falk was just really busy.
Yeah.
Like, Jason was talking to him.
Or he doesn't like us. I don't know.
Or he doesn't like us. Whatever. It could be one of those things. We also went to the Square Onyx booth and looked at a lot of their stuff. They've got some cool stuff. It's so expensive. But like the Final Fantasy stuff, yeah. They've got the Resident Evil 5 license now. They've got the Bayonetta license now.
So did
oh, man, so cool.
Did Jeff from Shocker Toys answer the question of why he's told me 3 or 4 times now he's going to send me something?
I didn't even ask him.
Okay,
that.
I'll ask him when I call him tomorrow.
Okay.
The only thing about Toy Fair that sucked, there was like 3 floors of vendors, and we did not get a visit. Majority.
We only got one full day at the actual Javits Center because Hasbro was offside. It was the full day before.
We got there kind of late.
Yeah, and it was like there was so much going on. It was so hard to get to everything, you know. And the Mattel presentation lasted a good hour and a half, you know. So we had to make sure we did all that.
Oh, we saw the dancing Mickey Mouse.
Oh man, that was so cool. Yeah. The dancing Mickey. That's. I think we nailed it. That's probably going to be this year's hot item.
Yep.
That's going to be the hot item for Christmas.
That's
going to be the Tickle Me Elmo this year, this new dancing Mickey Mouse. He is awesome. He is so cool. So cool. But I did have a lot of fun. I know what to expect of Toy Fair now, so yep. I think we could be a little better prepared for next year.
I think we'll be better prepared C2E2.
Yeah, C2E2 for sure. That's in April. That's coming up real quick here. That's in Chicago.
We're driving.
Yeah, we'll drive up there.
We're staying... was it 3 days? 2 days?
Yeah, it's 3 days. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I want to do it all.
Yeah, we'll probably do all 3 days. And that one's going to be more like Chicago Con, so that'll actually be a convention. Well, be a sales floor and stuff.
At least Saturday, Sunday. If we can't make Friday happen, which I don't know, but Saturday, Sunday for sure.
Yep. But we do have lots of coverage. If you guys haven't already seen it, make sure you're going to the site because we've already put up a ton of videos and a ton of pictures, and we have we have so much more to do.
More, and you can see the awesome Pixel Danny's Hot Dog video that I personally shot.
That was a good video.
Great, yeah.
You should be embarrassed yourself right now.
Go to our site or go to the
Pop Culture Network YouTube.
Yeah, go to the Pop Culture Network YouTube account. That's just Pop Culture Network. That's our spin-off YouTube account. And you'll see the great video I shot of Pixel Dan eating a hot dog, and it's hilarious.
Eating his first New York hot dog.
No, that was a Chicago
hot dog.
And it was not
It
good.
Was during our layover while we were just sitting there, and we were doing camera tests, and...
He decided to just film me while I was eating lunch.
A freaking hot dog?
No.
He's like, well, you gotta see it, it's funny.
It's ridiculous.
I keep looking for this video of Homeboy messing, or Scott messing with the toys and what they do.
Yeah, we got some video footage also of Scott and he, actually... talking to us personally about a lot of the He-Man figures, so I'm going to throw that up as soon as I get all the footage. Oh, good, there's the phone.
Oh, well.
Hello?
That always likes to happen while we're here recording.
And you know what was fun is that we were the only site to film that.
Hopefully.
We were. There was nobody else filming it.
Hopefully we got the whole thing, so we're going to get
that
up. It
was just us three and then some other random dude standing there watching.
That was the Foosh guy.
Oh, was it the Foosh guy?
That was the guy from the Foosh. And I wish I would have known that before because I actually would have talked to him.
Yeah, I didn't
know. I feel kind of bad. I didn't introduce myself for anything. And we kind of chatted back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't introduce myself at all, and I feel kind of bad for that.
How did you know it was him?
I was after I left. Damien was the one that noticed he was from the Foosh because it says on his badge. I didn't even bother to look at his badge. So I feel kind of bad. So,
badges?
So,
we don't need no stinking
badges. I don't know his name, but if he's listening, I'm sorry. I apologize. I should have introduced myself and talked to you a little bit.
So that phone call was a drunk guy wanting to know if we had Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Fun.
I like when people just call like that after hours.
He's like, hey, you got Modern Warfare 2? I'm like, no, we don't.
Awesome.
Click. And so he's drunk.
Good. What, do you have anything else you guys want to go over tonight? Was there more we needed to talk about?
Oh, we did not get a record podcast.
We didn't get to record any podcast.
We promised podcast, yeah, so we couldn't do it.
Well, we got back to Lance's on Saturday night, and Danny and I spent a good 4.5 hours editing.
And then Sunday night.
Well, the next night, we couldn't get a microphone to record right.
We were having,
and I broke Ito's mic stand.
Yeah, he did. He broke his mic stand.
Like, he got mad?
He just, no, no. he was like, oh, I would have been right over here. And I'm like,
no, literally, I grabbed the mic stand and I moved it towards me and it just snapped in half.
What an a-hole.
And I was like, and Ito turns around and he goes, don't break my mic stand. Thinking I just made a noise. And I was like, no, I really broke your mic.
Did you buy a new one, a-hole?
I got sent a new clip. It was just like the piece that holds the mic.
It's the clip.
I mean, it still holds the mic. It's just a piece of the plastic broke.
So, yeah, and then we stayed up till 5 in the morning that night posting pictures and posting video.
Yep.
So it was,
I'm holding
it was
your dad's hand.
It was a rough. That's my dad's hand.
I know, I'm holding it.
Aw, he likes you, though.
Get a video of this. Give me a hot dog.
Give me a hot dog. Cool. All right, well, I think that's probably going to wrap up the podcast for today. Oh, one thing I want to say. Make sure you guys watch this Saturday's episode of That New Toy Smell. It's going to be a little bit of a different episode, but we're going to give you guys a first look at the new Battle Beast figures that Diamond is putting out as part of their Minimates line, because we actually were given one at the show.
Yep.
So we're going to take a look at that in this week's episode. Plus, we'll just go over some more Toy Fair talk. So we'll see you guys Saturday on the site. As always, if you're looking to pick up some toys or some comic books or video games, we've got it all at the Pop Culture Network store, which you can find links to right on the front page of the site at www.popculturenetwork.com. So I think that's going to wrap us up for today.
I think so.
All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Kellen.
I'm Duvall.
I'm still mad.
We'll see you guys later.